didn't wanna leave. Heart will move, it's incomplete. If there was a way that I could make you understand.
But oh, do you expect me to live alone with just me? Cause the world becomes around if it's so hard for me to breathe.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. Can't live, can't breathe with no air. It's how I feel whenever you ain't there. It's no air, no air.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Loose Lips. This is Lucky, and I have two amazing people in the studio right now. I have Ryan.
Yeah.
And I have James. Say hi, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, both of these boys... All right, I'm turning this music down because it's really annoying. Both of these guys are on the basketball team. What are you doing? You think you can put your hands over on my board, huh? No. That's not how it works. Okay. So we've had Ryan on the show before. He used to be on every show, but then he started, you know, ditching me, flaking out kind of stuff, you know.
I had a little hiatus.
A little what?
Hiatus. It's, you know, like a little short-term just separation.
Yeah, it was very upsetting. I mean, I felt like we made a pretty good pair, but agree to disagree, correct?
That seems to be your punchline.
When do I say that?
Last time I was on the show, that's the first.
You need to speak into the mic, Rookie. Let's go.
The last time I was on the show, that was the first thing that you said. Agree to disagree. Agree to disagree. Agree to
disagree. That's not how I sound.
That's exactly how you sound.
Really? Really? You're an a-hole.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so we have James on the show as well. He's on the basketball team, and he's Australian. So if you can't understand him, then...
Oh, sorry.
That's too bad. And if he says the F word ahead of time, he'll be on timeout for 20 seconds. Just, you know, so if you can't hear him anymore, that's why. All right, so... First of all, I just wanted to kind of, I mean, I don't really have that, my little gossip section. I kind of mix it up every week, but I have a couple little gossip things. I want to talk about Jeremy Lin because he's beastie, guys. Basketball, come on.
Super Nintendo.
Nintendo, what about you? Ryan, get off your phone. This is not class. This is my radio show.
Yeah, Jeremy Lin's tight. The Asian in me really connects with him.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a quarter Korean, and that's a fact. Ask my mother.
Do you know that he's from Palo Alto? Palo Alto?
You know, his grandma lives in Taiwan.
Is that true?
Fact.
Well, mine was a fact as well, so that was a good talk. This is the second week that he has been on Sports Illustrated on the cover. He never received a scholarship to play in college. I think that's really bizarre.
That's because he went to an Ivy League school. They don't offer scholarships.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'm just.
You know. Do you want to?
Like,
I'm sure
she was offered probably several scholarships.
Do you want to take over?
Well, you said he wasn't offered a scholarship. I wanted to let
to play basketball, like to anywhere else.
Yeah, I guarantee he was offered other scholarships to play
basketball.
Okay,
you know what? That's just what I read on Sports Illustrated.
One school.
All right, everyone. Ryan is always right, so listen to what he says.
Well, no, not every time, but in this case, I'm pretty correct.
I'm saying that he never received a scholarship from any other school to play college basketball.
Yeah, that's because he went to one school to play college basketball. How can you receive multiple scholarships from multiple schools?
Before he went to school, like recruiting.
Yeah, only Harvard recruited him.
Oh my God, you know what?
Continue, my bad. I didn't mean.
No, go ahead. No. Go ahead. You want to just read all this stuff off for me?
Nah, it's
no?
Cool.
No. Is it cool with you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I'm just, you know. All right. Anyway. The National Enquirer. Do you guys read the National Enquirer?
Negative.
No. It's, you know, one of those trashy gossip magazines. But this past week, or, you know, in the past couple of days, it had the front cover was a picture of Whitney Houston in her open casket. And it was like, you know, you could see her and everything. And a lot of people are really kind of offended by it because they think it's distasteful. And disrespectful to her privacy. What do you guys think?
Who's offended?
People are offended that, you know, a picture of her dead body is on the front of a huge magazine in her casket. Someone got a picture of her in a casket at her funeral, and now it's on the front page of National Enquirer.
Obviously, the people running the funeral weren't going to be offended if they let photographers in to take pictures of
her. I'm not saying that. No, I don't know how they got the picture, but I'm saying like fans are offended and the family's offended. I don't think the family wanted photographers in there. It looked like a cell phone picture.
Oh, well, then that's just unfortunate. I mean,
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, just unfortunate event that occurred. People will probably forget about it in about a week and a half.
Are you a Whitney Houston fan?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you sing a little Whitney Houston?
I could, but I would not want
people
to... But
you're just being shy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a great singer, probably the best.
One of the best?
Well, I'm probably the best in Marin County.
In Marin County?
Yeah, probably the best.
Really?
And probably top five in Northern California.
What about in all of California?
Top 20, for
sure.
Top 20? Top 20.
Do you think, like, what, 15, maybe?
No.
I mean, there are a lot of celebrities
like
that live
11.
In California. A lot of singers.
Like 11. I'm, like, number 11.
So who do you come after?
The first 10 people.
Yeah, but who's the 10th
I don't know them. I live life with blinders on. I just look forward. I don't look left
God,
and look right.
You are
I
ridiculous.
I don't look behind me. I just look forward. So
No, you're ridiculous. Okay, so Adele's album. Do you guys like Adele?
Love Adele.
You love Adele?
Love
I remember
Adele.
You liked playing her in the car. You like Adele. What's your favorite song by Adele?
Someone Like You.
Really?
It's a little cliche, but I think it...
Have you ever heard Turning Tables?
Yes, I think I have.
That's my favorite.
Good for you.
It's not as cliche
who
as yours.
Who asked you who your favorite song was?
Can you be any meaner? This is my show. You're not allowed to be a dick to me on my show.
Okay. Loose lips. Continue.
Anyway. So Adele's album, 21, ironically enough, made it on the 20. It's the 21st week as number one on the charts. Isn't that funny?
Why is her album called 21? Do you know that?
I have no idea why. Maybe there's 21 songs.
Maybe she had 21 bad relationships.
I mean, by the songs, you know, you would think so.
You would think.
It sounds like she got dumped like
rolling
every week.
In the deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that was number 11 status right there.
Nah, that was just a little.
No, that was nice.
That was just a little sample. You know, I haven't had as much. I haven't hydrated well today.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm tired. I mean, coming off a cold.
Yeah.
So once again, my vocals warmed up.
I mean,
then I'll be good.
I mean, Adele did come back from throat surgery and performed amazingly
yeah,
at the Grammys. But
yeah, my throat's so strong, I don't even need surgery.
Oh,
it just
oh.
repairs itself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The blood cells and chromosomes and stuff.
The chromosomes. Okay. All right, Ryan. Okay. Do you guys care about the Kardashians at all?
No.
No? Not at all.
No.
Okay, well, if you guys were wondering, because, you know, I was assuming that you guys would want to know. Kourtney Kardashian. Do you guys know which one that is?
Yeah, that's a fine one.
You think that one's cuter than Kim?
I think her, like, 6 years ago, 4 years ago.
Do you think Kim's pretty?
I think Kim needs to stop wearing so much makeup.
You don't like the makeup?
No, I'm not a fan. I'm a natural guy.
What about Khloe?
No. How about Noe?
Noe?
Noe for Khloe. Psych.
Why don't you like Khloe?
Because she's weird and ugly.
She's not weird.
Yeah, she is. And she's a big diva. They're all divas.
Well, they're
I'm
all
never taking any
divas.
Of them home to mom.
None?
None of them. She's not having it.
I think Khloe is probably the most normal one.
That's because she's the ugliest.
Wow. So the ugly ones are the nice ones?
They have to be.
So, okay. All
that's
right.
Okay. You can't okay. be mean and ugly.
I don't think she's that ugly.
I don't think she's that ugly either, but she's the ugliest of the three. Is that true? Is that true?
But in normal, you know, in society, she's pretty.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about of the three. Of the three, if you had to take one down, MK, who is it not going to be for sure? It's not going to be Khloe for sure.
No way.
You know, that's a fact.
That's a fact.
I think that I don't like Kourtney. She's my least favorite. I think her voice is most obnoxious thing I've ever heard. Agree? Agree to disagree?
Oh my gosh. Agree to disagree.
I'm just going to use that.
Yeah, you do.
All the time now. Now that you said it, I'm just going to, yeah.
Well.
Do you guys watch X Factor?
No, I don't have cable television.
You don't?
No,
I mean, you could always go to, like, Calarega and watch some.
Yeah, I would spend my time in Calarega watching television. No, I have Netflix
watching
now.
Watching X Factor.
I have Netflix
now. What do you watch on Netflix?
I've watched about 90 episodes of How I Met Your Mother in the past.
Is that your favorite show?
2 weeks.
If
no.
you were to pick, what's your favorite show?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Second favorite.
Second favorite other than Fresh Prince
one
of Bel-Air.
One that's still going on.
I couldn't name one.
So no, like Gossip Girl. No. I would look at you as a kind of a Gossip Girl kind of guy.
Psych, because I'm not a.
You
gossip.
Were watching Teen Mom at our household.
Oh, Teen Mom.
Teen Mom is a great. I was watching that last night.
Teen Mom.
And this morning.
Love it, love it. And it's not even so much that I love it. I just need to know what happens. That's why I'm watching How I Met Your Mother. I can't stand the characters in it. I can't stand it. But I need to know what happens. So I've been watching episodes nonstop for the past 2 weeks, and I can't control
myself.
Which
one's your favorite?
Which one's my favorite? What?
Teen Mom.
I'm a fan of the original.
So, like, Janelle? She's a train wreck. She's so much fun to watch.
She's a trick.
She's my favorite to watch.
She's not my favorite. I don't think it's
what about
cool
what's
to
that
watch
what's that
fail.
One that looks really ugly when she's crying?
All of them.
Well,
as in the whole female species.
What? You think that all girls look ugly when they cry?
Ugly. Oh, why would I want to watch you cry? How is that pretty? In what situation do I want to see you cry? Other than when I get naked.
When you get naked, yeah, girls cry.
Tears of joy.
Yeah, right.
Tears of joy, of elation.
When you get naked, girls cry.
They're ecstatic.
And they get to the point where they start crying.
Shedding tears.
Really? Like sobs.
None of this is true.
No.
No, none of this is true.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They're bawling.
Shut up. Are they doing like the...
Oh, they're doing...
Like some, the hyperventilating there, kind of breaths? Like
there are... So I get some quick criers, and then I get the big... And then I get the talking criers, the one that I just don't think that I just.
How many girls have you made cry?
Oh.
You're such a mean person.
One too many.
Is it always tears of joy, or do you make girls cry?
No, about 100% of the time, it's because I'm making them sad.
Why do you make girls sad?
Because I can be a not nice person.
A dick?
I don't know if you describe it as...
I mean, I kind of see it.
But, no. I mean, just there's. I mean, that's a whole nother show. That's a different day, different convo. Different convo for a different day.
Us talking for an hour about you being an a-hole. That's a whole different show.
Us talking relationship stuff? Yeah, that's a whole different show.
Okay, well, I mean, we're going to talk about it eventually in
cool,
the show.
Cool, well, let's finish introducing the show.
Okay, you know what? You know, next show you can just take over.
I probably will.
And it would be really bad and no one would listen.
It would be really good and everyone would listen.
No one would listen and then I would get an F in the class.
No, you wouldn't.
Yep.
I would get
a straight F because
oh
my
professor
gosh, would be like.
Oh my gosh, you're going to get an A. Your show is the coolest out of everyone's. You know why? Because me and James are on it. Shout out to James. What up, James?
I'm still here.
Exactly.
He's still here. All right. Did you know that it's Steve Irwin's birthday today?
Ozzy.
It's Steve Irwin's birthday. And it's Bradley Knowles. Does anybody know who that is? Lead singer of Sublime. He died. He'd be 44 today. That's who I'm playing in the background right now. Anyway, someone broke the mic in the studio. Stu, if you're listening, I think it was DJ King. He broke the number one mic, so I'm using this crappy number four mic. All right. Putting it back in the hole.
What?
All right. So we are going to come back in a minute and we're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about relationships and sex.
I don't have sex.
Yes, you do. Okay.
No, I don't.
No, you don't. But you know, we'll talk about other stuff related to that for Ryan. Since
can we talk about hand holding? I'm so good at holding hands.
We could talk about cuddling.
I'm such a good cuddler.
Are you?
Yeah, especially when I'm the little spoon.
Oh, you're the little spoon? That's so cute.
Love being the little spoon.
Aw, how cute. All right.
Love it.
When we come back, we're going to talk about cuddling with Ryan and James. This is DJ Lucky on Loose Lips on radio.dominican.edu.
Say
That's just you. All right, welcome back. That was just Ryan arguing with me again because he's not the nicest person in the world.
MK, you know we're the homies.
Mm-hmm.
You know that we're the homies. We had
you make girls cry.
You know what? That wasn't even true.
That wasn't true.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Okay. All right. So Ryan does make girls cry. I've seen it firsthand experience before.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yep. All right. So I, you know, since I have an Aussie, how do you say Aussie? Was that a good accent?
Aussie.
Aussie.
Like Ozzy Osbourne?
Aussie. Like, does that sound good?
It was
all right. All right.
James, say 14.
14.
14.
14.
14.
I have the best Aussie accent. 14.
No, you don't. That's
that
pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That didn't
that
sound good,
good
at all. Ready? That did not sound good at all.
14.
That's amazing.
What about mine? 14. That sounded good.
Horrible.
That sounded better than his.
I don't know. They were both pretty bad.
Oh my god.
14.
That's awesome. James, say, can I get a hamburger?
Can I get a hamburger?
Whenever a foreigner does an American accent, they always go Southern.
Try and
just do like a regular.
Say, oh, what nice weather today.
Oh, what nice weather today.
It still sounds Australian.
No, that's horrible. That sounded just like your normal voice.
That sounded exactly the same. Okay, so, you know, since I have an Aussie. That sounded good, huh? That one sounded better. And I have, you know, douchebag Ryan over here. I thought that we would kind of compare and contrast, you know, do that kind of thing, about the differences and similarities between Australian men and American men. Does that sound good? Yeah?
We'll give it a go.
I don't know many Australian men.
I'm saying, like, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Yeah, I get it,
about.
MK. I was just.
You're being a smartass.
No, I was just saying.
You're being a smartass.
No, I don't think that's true.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Stating a fact.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you do know some about Australians because of James.
Yeah, that's true.
Most people don't even know an Australian. Wouldn't that be correct? All right.
Yeah, continue, please.
Anyway, so I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions, and I just want to hear if, you know, Australian men and American men think in a different way about relationship stuff and not sex, right?
No, I don't want to talk about sex.
Okay, well,
that's just.
That's a win for Australia then, right?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Just because I don't want to talk about it.
I'll revise the question so
it'll
go well with Ryan's virgin ears.
What do you mean virgin ears?
I'm just saying.
My ears aren't virgins. That's what
they are.
That's what you don't understand. Continue.
All right, so first question. Ryan, you can start it off since...
Can James start it off, please?
Fine, James will start it off.
All right, okay, good.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm just going to ask you a question. You're going to answer it honestly. don't answer thinking, you know, as an American guy. Now that you're in America, don't think about what Americans do. Think about what you do.
I haven't been home for a while.
Okay.
Can you just ask him the question? Really upset.
Will you shut the hell up? Gosh, oh my God. I want to smack you right now.
Good grief.
All right. Number one. How do you make the first move on a girl?
Jeez. All right.
Go ahead. Just let it out.
Just let it out?
Cold-blooded pimp.
Let him
know, James. You're a cold-blooded pimp.
Shut up.
I talking to you? Damn.
You're such a jerk.
My God.
You're such a jerk.
I'm having a conversation with James. Is your name James?
You weren't having a conversation with him. You were just saying something to him. He wasn't talking back to you. That would be a conversation.
James, continue, please.
All right. Well, I mean, me being over here, it's a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Simply because the accent does work wonders a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of what I need to do. And then, you know, just kick it on from there.
What about from if you were in Australia? What would you do to make the first move in Australia?
What would I do? I would...
MK, they're not aliens.
I'm not saying they're aliens. I'm just wondering.
Not a different species of humans.
I'm just wondering if there's, you know, culturally.
You're right. My bad. My bad.
Yeah.
Continue, James.
I'm sure it's the same over here. You know, just go up, say hi, ask them if they want a drink, you know, and
basic, then go from there.
Basic questions from there on.
Basic questions. What would some basic questions be?
What's your name?
Really? That's a good one. That's a good one.
You know, where are you from? What do you do? Are you a student? Do you work?
You know, okay. All right.
Basic.
That's nothing too out of the ordinary. Ryan? Yeah. Ryan?
Yeah.
How do you make a first move? Besides making a girl cry.
Well, I think just a quick throwback. We did have a show going over the levels of love.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you always need to do is obviously creep on a woman. Right? Low-key stalk her.
What do you mean stalk her?
Well, like, I don't mean stalk in the negative light most people think of, you know, but you just kind of
watch her.
Yeah, almost like a shadow. You kind of just,
it's a little creepy.
Around. I mean, it's true. You know, if you see a really, really hot guy, you just kind of end up being around his area all the time, don't you? Like, oh, he's in the gym. I might as well go work out.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Exactly. So, I mean, you just start to creep a little bit. And then this is like a false happening. You find something that makes you have to have a conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys are the gym example. You know, you guys are both in the gym. Oh, what are you doing in here? Oh, how often do you come to the gym? Or, you know, great biceps or anything, you know? And then from there on, you know, it just kind of your personality unfolds. But I usually try to find common ground with the girl or to poke a funny, you know, to break the ice. That's what I like to do.
Do you use the how much does a polar bear weigh?
No, I've never used that one.
I've used that one before, but not in a serious way.
I have used this joke, though. I've approached a girl and I say, hey, do you want to hear a funny? And she goes, yeah, sure, why not? And I go, hey, there was an elephant standing next to a naked man. What did the elephant say to the naked man? And she says, what? And the elephant says, hey, how do you breathe out of that little thing?
Oh, wow.
Does she actually laugh at that joke?
Yeah, she slaps her knee and everything.
She slapped your knee?
Yeah.
Does she chuckle at the end? Does she lose her breath?
No, it's like a quick laugh, and then she like plays with her hair.
She cried.
And then we make
out.
And
then you guys make out. There was no conversation after the joke. It just went straight for the lips.
And then after we exchange saliva, I say, hi, my name's Ryan. Or sometimes I introduce myself as Raphael.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Raphael Brown.
Oh, yeah. That you said that was your radio name last time you were on the radio.
Yeah.
I forgot since it's been so long. But, okay, well, that's the American way, which is just, you know, very disrespectful. Just going straight for a make-out sesh.
Keep going.
And the penis joke, too. I mean,
how was that a penis joke?
How is that not a penis joke?
Hey, how do you breathe out of that little thing?
And he's talking about his penis.
Or his mouth.
No.
They're not measuring trunk size here.
Whatever. All right.
Hold on. By the way, quick shout out. That was a joke from my girl, Valentina Berry, who is probably in San Jose right now. I just wanted to say hello. And yeah, I hate your guts. So thanks for the
Whoa.
Joke.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
That's rough.
Wow.
Thanks for the joke, though.
That was a good joke. I'm sure it sounds better when you say it.
Say hi, Valentina. Say hi, James.
Hi.
Say hi, MK.
Hello.
We all hate you.
I don't hate you. So second question, James. First date, what's the most important thing for a girl to make a first impression?
Don't turn up late. That pisses me off.
It's tardiness. So being tardy. Okay.
It'd be there on time.
What about once you guys, are mingling, doing the thing?
Mingling?
Mm-hmm. Mingling, talking, sitting down for dinner, having drinks.
Don't use your phone at all.
Don't use your phone.
Really rude.
Okay.
Really disrespectful.
Okay.
Just leave the phone.
What about you, Ryan?
What's the question?
I'm going to take... Exactly. Don't use your phone. I'm going to take your phone, and I'm going to throw it out the window right there. Yeah. What's the most important thing for a girl to make a first impression on a first date?
Don't dress too slutty.
Don't dress too... So here...
Well.
So
well.
Let me ask about a push-up bra.
Go ahead.
What's your opinion on a push-up bra?
Well, I mean, I think parts and everything should probably be moderately covered up.
Tucked in?
Yeah, I always go with the phrase, modest is the hottest.
Yes, that's a great phrase.
Yeah. So if she's dressed modest and she looks beautiful, then I love it. I'm a fan. If she's trying too hard to show off what she's got, show off her little sweater puppies and everything, then I'm not really impressed. At that point, I probably checked out, and I'm probably just concerned about that night and not
so
taking you on a second date.
So say, I know this, you obviously wouldn't do this, but say after the first date, you get to second base with the girl.
Second base?
Second base.
Can you define what second base is?
The touching, the hand, the groping.
Over the bra under the shirt? Or is that?
Under the shirt. That's under the bra.
Or is my palm massaging the nipple?
The palm massaging the nipple.
Wow, I've never done that before. First of all, I've only thought of it, so that's crazy. I wasn't even talking about it.
Okay, so the girl, I guess it doesn't have to be the first date, but you've never gone to second base with her, and every time you've seen her, she's got these, boobs up to her chin, right, from her push-up bra, and then when you get to that moment, and it's such a disappointment. Would you break up or stop talking to a girl for that reason?
Would I stop talking to a girl
if she had like fake, not fake boobs, but if you were expecting to have for her to have like D's and she had A's?
No, I think that's an illegitimate reason to not
Absolutely.
Like a girl.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I've heard guys say that before.
Nah, I'm not really too concerned about that. And on the first date, I'm really actually not trying to get with her. Because if I do, then...
Well, I mean... Okay.
Something wrong with her.
I mean, first of all, I haven't had a lot of first dates. And, usually we just hang out movie time.
And big spoon, little spoon.
Big spoon, little spoon, on occasion. I haven't, taken a girl out on a date. I've probably done that, twice in my life. Let's go out and have lunch. We're acquainted. I don't really know you that well. Other than that, it's more like the, hey, group hang, hey, singles hang kind of deal. Mm-hmm. Oh, see you at a shenanigan kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have a lot of alone time with girls that you like hang out with?
And I don't know.
And if it is alone time, it's like movie time. Cuddling, this blanket, let's share it.
No, because I don't share.
oh my god.
No, but my ideal night would be to hang out, make dinner, watch a funny movie, mm-hmm. and kind of keep it real light.
Do you like scary movies?
No.
Scary movies.
Why are all guys such pussies?
I don't know why it would make me a vagina to not like being scared. That seems pretty logical, pretty normal as a human being.
Scary movies are great.
If you want to be scared, which is not normal.
It's not good.
That is normal. Scary movies are fun.
Or aka scary, hence why I don't watch them.
Okay, alright. Okay, whatever. Okay, next question. What's the first thing you notice about a girl, James?
It'd have to be what she's wearing.
Okay.
First thing you see when it walks in the door, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So the whole push-up bra thing?
Push-up, yeah. I mean, that's...
I mean, the first thing... Do you look at the boobs first?
Probably.
Yeah?
Probably. They're sticking out there, so you may as well have a quick peek, but... You need to go straight for the eyesight.
The eyes.
You gotta get to the eyes.
Okay, what about you, Ryan?
First thing I notice is her smile.
The smile.
Smile. No, really though, because I'm a big mouth guy. Like the teeth, the lips. If she's got a little hair on the, if that's chocolate milk.
Hair on the upper lip.
Yeah, that can't happen.
That's no good.
That can't happen.
No,
that can't happen. And what's worse, if it's like stubble, because then you know
she's shaving that.
You know what's there, and she shaved, and it just started to come in. And that's not a
stubble.
That's not appropriate, you know. I'm sure there's a man out there to love her, but that's just not me. That's not me, bro.
Oh God, that's disgusting. Oh God. Okay, so boobs, eyes, mouth. Does that sound about right?
Lips, mouth, smile. You know, eyes. You know how soft you know her face is. If she's pleasant, if she's welcoming, that's kind of what I look at. Because that's what I have to look at when I speak to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know I've had this kind of little debate with you before, Ryan, but on dates, do men pay?
Yeah. Absolutely. If I'm taking a girl out and I want to treat her, I'm obviously invested in something that's meaningful. So.
But you're going to take her to like Applebee's, right?
Two for 20.
Isn't that what you said? Two for 20. That's what I thought.
Happy hour, half.
Two for 20. And if we're getting dessert, we're splitting it.
Yep.
One, that's way more romantic. Two, I'm not paying for two desserts. Are you serious?
That's expensive.
That's out of budget. Yeah, you're pushing $30. What? That's not okay.
What about like getting a Diet Coke? Would it have to be water?
Water, you know what? I have these awesome little Crystal Light packets, so we can both get waters, and I'll bring the packets in my pocket, and then we'll fill it up, and they'll be like, "Hey, no, it's pink lemonade refill."
Wow,
that is such a douchebag move.
Or I can be seen as really resourceful, frugal with my dollar, financially savvy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Do you think like Taco Bell is a nice one?
No.
Maybe Szechuan.
What's the nicest restaurant you've taken a girl?
Me?
Yes.
This one. I went to some stupid restaurant. my junior year. I went to prom with a senior. Hey, dating a senior. Hey.
Holla
at your boy. So I was dating a senior. I didn't really like her, but I liked how she made me feel because she would always tell me nice things.
But
that's beside the point. This is a long time ago. We went to this fancy restaurant in Seattle on Alki Beach, and it was so expensive, and the food was horrible because I hate seafood. So I got the chicken, and the chicken was terrible, and it was like $25 a plate. It was unreal, and you paid for all of it.
And
I paid for it like an idiot.
Did she get a water?
She better have. That's why we're not together no more, because she didn't get a water.
Wow.
No, it was cool. I think everyone got water.
Everyone got water?
Not sure.
Because you looked so pissed after looking at the menu.
I wasn't mad. Yeah, I was mad.
That's
actually
the worst thing. Looking at the menu and it's just dollar amount. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
So you're dating a girl for, say, 3 weeks, right? You guys go to dinner every Friday. When do you think it's appropriate for the girl to start paying?
First of all, we're not going to dinner every Friday. What kind of budget is she on? What?
I'm saying hypothetically. Hypothetically speaking.
If I'm young, brown, and successful, and I got money in the bank like that, we're going to dinner every Friday, it would be appropriate for her to offer to pay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would allow. Maybe she could do the tip, or maybe she could like throw a 10 in there, but she's never paying for my dinner unless it's a treat on her. We have already talked about this prior to the date.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I choose take her out, like, hey, I'm picking you up, I'm taking you out, then that's my way of saying, hey, let's go have a dinner on me tonight.
So it's okay for a girl to be like, hey, I'm going to take you out to dinner.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. I won't ask that one because Ryan's uncomfortable.
Ask James. I don't hear James talk.
I don't think I want to.
Yeah, ask
James. I have some good ones.
So
a one night stand, right?
Never
had one.
Never done.
I'm sure you haven't.
Don't. What do you mean by that? I know I'm not looking what I need to be looking like right now. But what do you mean by that?
I mean, you got a little stubble on the upper lip.
You know what I'm saying? This has been growing. The upper lip's been growing for like a good 2 weeks. But what's underneath the chin, that's been there for like a good 2 months. And so I've got some whiskers. So, ladies, if you're interested.
Ew, Ryan.
What? That was creepy?
That was creepy.
That was a little creepy.
I take that back.
Okay, so one night stand / cuddle session for Ryan.
Yes.
Over here. I'm gonna
hand-holding session.
Hand-holding.
Intimate talk about your ex-boyfriend session.
/ kissing on the cheek over and over
session. / I kissed her on her forehead, but she was asleep already.
Oh, my God.
So she didn't feel it so awkward. / woke up and saw me. Weird.
And you were looking at her when she woke up.
And then I quickly closed my eyes. Awkward.
Okay, for those situations, one night stand / whatever Ryan just said, would you have them sleep over or would you call a cab, like Jersey Shore status? For a one night stand, to the point where you wouldn't want to see the girl ever again.
Then I would just tell her exactly that. I think it's I gotta do something in the morning. I gotta sleep.
I know. I want to hear the excuses that you would make.
I would just honestly, before things started, I would ask, so you know, how are you getting home tonight? And kind of put it out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not gonna.
But then she thinks things are going well. You know, you guys are holding hands. You're getting forehead kisses, the whole
forehead
nine yards.
Kisses? What?
Oh, wow. That's was that
like
too much?
The ninth
That's
level
like
of
third
love.
Base, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. But, you know, she thinks things are going well. She's like, okay, you know, I'm thinking in my head, I'm going to sleep over. What do you say to her, you know, if she starts falling asleep or something and you don't want her there?
Wake up.
And you tell her to get out.
No,
I want to hear the scenario, you know?
If I'm hanging out with a girl like that, I would probably be okay with her sleeping over. She would have to leave in the morning. Like, it's not a bed and breakfast.
So you'd let her sleep over. You wouldn't do the whole calling a cab kind of thing. Or like, you know.
Why would I call the cab when she needs a ride home?
That's a polite thing to do.
Call the cab? That's like paying for service. You bring her over. You pay for dinner. You know, you bring her back, and then you pay for a cab to leave. That's borderline a prostitute.
That's not borderline prostitute.
That's an interested escort.
That actually, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Pay for food.
Yeah, pay for food. Call the cab. Probably pay for the cab because you're a nice guy.
Pay for the cab.
She'll
probably come over and eat my. I just bought Crunch Berries. If she comes over and eats my Crunch Berries, there's no way I'm finding her a way home. Because Crunch Berries weren't on sale. They were 2 for $5, which is better than what they usually are for the 13-ounce box. But those are my Crunch Berries.
Oh, yeah. My God. All right, so the...
No, you let it crash and burn, though.
Shout out to Crunch Berry.
Let it crash and burn.
Okay, crash and burn, and then find her way home in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one. Do men worry about, you know, anything or think about anything while cuddling / hooking up with a girl?
What do you mean think about anything?
You know, or do they worry about how they look?
Yeah.
Or how they're feeling? What?
Yeah, I'm worried about my arm that she's laying on because it's falling asleep. Her heavy head is laying on my arm.
No, but
I'm not. I'm, hey, for the record, I'm not comfortable. Ever. I'm, why? At home.
But the thing is, girls ask guys, are you okay? Are you comfortable?
I'm
and
comfortable
then you say yes.
I'm really attracted to you and you're laying as close to me as you possibly can. But why would I want to sleep with a pillow that moves? So why would I want her over in my bed trying to cuddle me when I'm asleep?
Okay.
Unless she's Big Spoon, unless she's covering up like a blanket and she doesn't breathe, then we're good. Otherwise,
she doesn't.
I'm not comfortable ever. My hair is pressed up against my head, all funny, and she's breathing, and I'm looking at her like, is she gonna kiss me? Should I even move? Maybe I should stop breathing. Does my breath smell bad? What do I look like?
Guys worry about what they look like, what they smell like, or whatever when they're laying with a girl.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually didn't know that. I thought only girls thought, you know, oh, do I look fat from this angle or, you know, something like that. No?
No.
You don't have that? You don't ever think
do I look skinny from this angle? Sometimes I think, you know, how do I look buffer right now? I try and...
Oh, so you try and look buffer.
She goes to the other way, yeah.
She goes to the bathroom, I do 10 push-ups.
You're lying.
That's what you think. She goes to the bathroom... I go to the bathroom, I'm knocking out 20 push-ups.
And some sit-ups.
I'm finding my best V-neck t-shirt and my nicest Jordan shorts. And like, oh, no, this is what I wear to bed. Just casual shorts and a nice shirt. And I smell like this.
This is always how I look and smell.
My teeth are always brushed and flossed. And my mouth is rinsed with Listerine. Always. My ears are clean. My face is...
Your nose hairs are picked out.
I don't really grow nose hair like that, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but everything's in check. No, yeah, this is how I sleep sure. every day. Uh-huh. What?
Okay, all right. What? All right. I'm just, you know, wondering. Do you have a lot of girls that sleep over, Ryan?
No.
No? Okay. No cuddle seshes
negative.
Lately? Oh, that's a bummer.
I'm low in the cuddle department.
You need to get some girls.
Psych. Yeah, girls are... How do I say? Trouble?
You have to be careful what you say right now.
I do have to be careful what I say right now.
I know what you mean, though. I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're going to talk about, but I'm just saying. We just can't say it.
Yeah, well, you know.
Why? Why can't you say it? Well, I want to hear what you want to say.
It's like the thing that all guys are thinking, but none of them really express. We just...
what is it?
Communicate it through telepathy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are you trying to say?
We're not saying it because that's exactly what we're not trying to do is trying to say it.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Exactly.
What are we? No.
Exactly.
I want to know. I want to know what's going on right now.
All the blokes out there know what we're talking about.
All
the blokes out there.
All the blokes out there know what we're talking about.
That was a horrible accent.
That was horrible. That was English, man.
14,
that was horrible.
14. Mate. Oi, oi, mate. 14.
You sound awful. You sound straight awful. Wait, no, don't change the subject. I want to know what that was.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Mary Kate.
Oh my god.
Goodness gracious.
You guys are ridiculous. Okay. I found a statistic. It's not really a statistic, it was a study that Dr. Demasans from Oxford University in London found that Australian men make the worst husbands and hate helping out around the house, when U.S. and British men, on the other hand, don't mind lending a hand when it comes to housework.
That's completely wrong.
How is that wrong?
I do all the dishes in my house.
Oh, you do all the dishes?
And I'd sweep the floors as well.
Oh.
None of my roommates do anything.
Oh, wow. What do you think about that, Ryan?
I live with Jake Neustadt and Jared Pangle, and me and Jake split up the work pretty evenly. Sometimes I'll put the dishes in the dishwasher and then he'll take them out and put them away. Or other times he'll put the dishes in the dishwasher and then I'll take them out and put them away. So the workload is pretty mutual, I would say.
Okay. So you think that, you know, once you get to that point in your life when you have a wife... husband?
No,
I mean,
no. I mean, I was just out of cough. Continue.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you will be willing to help out around the house?
Yes.
I can. No.
No.
I would do that.
Why?
I'm the breadwinner.
Wait. You're saying you're the breadwinner.
I bring home the bacon.
No, but what if you're...
And she cooks it.
You did not just say that.
No, I'm playing.
What if your wife is a hardworking woman, goes to work the same amount of time you do?
Hold on. I want to ask you a question. Are men and women equal?
Yes.
Then what is chivalry? Yeah, that's what I thought. If men and women are equal,
it's being polite. It's like how women cook for men all the time. It's being polite because
that's
we like.
That's sexist. That's weird. It's like how women cook for men.
It's just like how people.
What?
How can you say that?
How can I not say that? That's nice. It's just a nice thing to do. It's when someone does something nice for someone else. It's not being more than, you know, it's not being better than the other person. It's just doing something nice because you want to impress them or you want to make an impression.
I'm confused.
Yeah,
I don't think that's
chivalry. Chivalry is being respectful and wanting to impress the girl that you're doing it to.
How come she doesn't perform chivalry for me? I can use it in the verb form.
She does.
Or adjective or whatever.
Girls do nice things all the time for guys.
What is chivalry for a woman?
Cooking.
Cooking? That is the most sexist thing I've
heard
all night.
That's not sexist. It's true.
How is that true?
Because guys suck at cooking, and so girls do it to make them happy. Skirt.
Hold the phone, because that was really sexist.
That was really bad.
James, you came over the other night before we went to the city, and you saw my pasta and ground beef. I'm killing the game in the kitchen.
That's because you guys are both men, and you vacuum up every kind of food. So you obviously think it's going to be good.
You're digging yourself a hole here.
I'm not digging myself a hole. No, women do nice things for men, and one of them happens to be cooking. Another happens to be cleaning.
Oh, my gosh. You are the reason why men and women are not equal.
They are equal. How are they not
They're equal because women do the cooking and cleaning, and men do the eating and pooping. That's what happens. That's why they're equal. That's basically what you're saying. It doesn't make no sense.
Okay, first of all, that's not how I talk.
That's exactly how you talk.
That's not how I sound at all. I don't have a lisp.
It was pretty close. I'm going to be honest. It was pretty close.
All right, James. Shut up. I think I make complete sense. I'm right in the situation.
Yeah. Men can cook, though.
Yeah, that's what I can do.
No, Ryan can't cook.
Well, then you'll never be invited over for Sunday night dinner.
Good.
How about that?
I didn't want to be anyway.
How about that?
Good. Okay. On to the next one. Is it important that your significant other, whatever person you're dating, is close to your family?
Yeah. I would say so. I think she needs to be, like, respected and accepted by my family. My family is pretty accepting, pretty welcoming. Mm-hmm. But, she needs to be cool with the fam.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be her fam, too. She doesn't have to, like them or love them or nothing, but she's got to be cool with them. Be cool, it'll be respectful and polite.
Exactly, yeah.
So, like...
I have to be close.
Do you have a sister?
Nah, thank God.
Oh, all right, well...
Amen to that.
You know what I'm saying?
You know how these athletes are.
You know, and these girls run around here.
No.
Grimy.
What?
Grimy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
You know how it is. Come on now. Okay. Come on now. You know what I mean?
Why wouldn't you want to have a sister?
Because I would stress out unbelievably. It's like if I had daughters, what would I do?
You don't want to have daughters?
No.
No.
Then we got to talk about tampons and boys and prom dresses. And I got to pay for weddings.
Okay, first of all,
take some.
You're not going to have to talk about tampons with your daughter. That's what your wife is for. I've never talked about tampons with my dad before.
I'm just saying, like.
And I've never gone shopping with my dad before, so.
Daddy issues.
Whatever. Because I don't talk about tampons with my dad. I have daddy issues.
Daddy issues.
Yeah, all right. All right, Ryan. Is it important that your friends like the person you're dating?
Yes.
Yeah.
My close group of friends, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of the same thing with the family. Close group of friends is like family, so it's all the same.
I mean, do you think that the girl that you're dating would have to be, like, super close with your friends?
I think the girl I'm dating is going to be universal. She's going to be cool with everybody.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So have you ever been in a long distance relationship? Either one of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What are your views? I mean, I don't know if you on phone sex.
What?
Have you ever had phone sex?
I don't think so.
Skype's better.
Skype's better.
I don't think I've done that either.
You've never Skyped?
I've Skyped. Say hello.
Not anything,
via
you know.
Video chat.
Not anything where she, you know, kind of puts her arms close together and, what? You know, props up her boobs a little bit.
Negative.
Nothing like that?
No. Where do I take the computer for that? In the bathroom? That's awkward.
Or in your room when no one's in there?
Have you been in my apartment? I don't have a room.
Oh, well, then that's too bad.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, in the living room.
So, okay, say I have a little situation here. Say you meet a girl and you guys are talking. When is it too much for, you know, like a girl to be talking to you? You know what I'm saying? Like calling, texting. Does it ever get to a point where you're like, all right, this girl's too much?
Yeah, if I don't like her.
What if you like her, but there's just, you know, it's like constant, like calling you, or, you know, if you don't text back within an hour, she sends a question mark kind of thing. You know, one of those?
I think we've all been on both sides of the spectrum on that one, you know. But it's kind of relative to who she is and what's going on in the situation. But if she's like bugging me nonstop, and I'm pretty secluded, pretty closed off at times, and sometimes I need my ride time, you know, just my me time. And if she's trying to be in my business
all the
time,
blowing you
always
up,
always asking me questions.
You don't like
what
questions.
What you doing? Where are you at? Why are you not talking to me? How you feel right now? What are you thinking? Get out of my face.
You don't need that.
You know what I mean?
So you don't like when girls are like constantly asking questions?
Dude, no. Just be cool. Be chill. If I have something to say, I'll let you know. If you're intuitive enough to pick up on my mood or my vibe and you can ask me a question, then I'll probably, you know, answer respectively. But what are you thinking right now? What's going on?
What about the smileys?
I'm a fan of smileys.
Smileys are cool.
Do you do the winkies or the smileys?
I do an assortment of smiley faces. My smiley game is on another level.
Really? Do you do like the winky smile with the tongue?
Sometimes I do the tongue one. Sometimes I do the kissy face one.
You do the kissy face. I've never seen a guy do a kissy face.
Exactly.
That's a little deep.
I've seen only a few guys do a tongue face, and
kissy
it's kind of weird.
Kissy face is only reserved for the girlfriend. If I have a girlfriend at the time, then she's the only one. No one gets the kissy face other than the G friend at the moment. Uh-huh. I've done several faces. Just, you know, my smiley game's just ridiculous.
Really? What other smileys do
I can't
you do?
Really tell you, because then it'll just, you know.
It'll mess it up.
Yeah, it'll mess up my whole game.
Really?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, for real.
Do you send like winkies at night and then smileys during the daytime?
You know, I kind of cool off. You know, I'm selective with my smileys.
Yeah.
What about with the winks?
I'm very, very selective with the winks.
So give me like a text where you'd use a wink.
If I'm really poking fun at her, but I want her to know I'm being playful.
You like, oh, the playful.
The playful wink. If I say something that can be interpreted as inappropriate, but is kind of funny, but like inappropriate, but it's just normal common talk, I'll send a wink.
So like,
yeah, that's it.
So if you say something kind of sexual,
no,
you don't want to use the wink.
If it's a phrase that can be ended with "that's what she said," I'll probably send a wink.
Really?
Yeah.
But what if you don't want it to be taken too sexually, so you don't look like a creep? You'd probably use the smiley then.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is 10, so we're done here.
Done.
We are done. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
No problem. It was a good talk.
It was a great reunion.
Oh, it was. It was so nice. Hopefully, we can have another one, and you know, we'll talk and stuff. All right. So that is the end. Next week, Wednesdays 9 to 10. This is Loose Lips. I'm Lucky on radio.dominican.edu.